Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. So at the time of this recording, it's the last week of January, and this will probably get released early February. But regardless, we can be reasonably confident that most people by now have fallen off the wagon of their New Year's resolutions. They went into January, full steam ahead, wanted to make some real changes, business, life, family, relationships, health, nutrition, whatever it may be. And by now, you know, the gyms are a ghost town, or at least they're dwindling fast. Folks are disillusioned. They're not seeing the progress that they wanted to make. Their motivation's waning. Their inspiration is waning, and they're going back to their old ways. And, you know, I'm thinking about this, and what I found in my life, and definitely in observing my clients, is that to really stick to the path required to achieve your goals in the long run, you either need pain or progress. Okay, you either need pain or progress. Pain is definitely a powerful motivator. And, you know, when I interview folks on Forecast, one recurring theme that comes up over and over again is, you know what, I lost my job, or the recession hit hard, or my client pipeline dried up all of a sudden. And you know what, I had to do something. I had to take action because I needed the money. I needed to make a living. I needed to support my family. I had to do something. And you'll find this across the board. So many new business, entrepreneurial startup stories come from a place of pain, where something happens that's really painful, but then through that pain, you become motivated to make a change and do something to avoid that pain. The flip side of pain, though, is progress. So maybe things aren't going terribly bad for you. Maybe they're actually going kind of good, just not great. And that can be very, very dangerous. You know, pain isn't going to be a factor there because you're actually pretty comfortable. And the status quo is a dangerous thing. Right. Once you get comfortable with how things are, it's really hard to work up the motivation to make a change. So if that's the case, then what you need is you need to see progress. If you have a goal that you're working towards, then it can be tough to stay motivated unless you see yourself making progress towards that goal pretty early on. And that's the variable that we have some control over. Okay, you can't control the pain side, or at least you probably shouldn't control the pain side. If you inflict pain on yourself, then you've got serious problems. So don't try to play with that. If it happens, it happens. But the progress side of things you can control to a certain extent. And the way that you do that is by helping yourself get some really quick early wins on your journey towards your goal. So where people go wrong is when they don't see early results, when they don't get quick wins, you know, early January, middle of January, after New Year's, then they lose steam and they just give up altogether. Whether that means explicitly giving up on the goal, which I think is rare, or more commonly just kind of not trying as hard, which is basically like giving up without admitting that you're a quitter. So I want you to think about a goal that you're working towards, and whether that's in your business or your personal life, it doesn't matter. But ask yourself, look, what can I do to get some really quick results? What can I do to make progress and to show progress towards that goal as fast as possible? And then go and focus entirely on that. Almost forget about like the big picture goal and focus entirely on that quick win, those quick results, because then that gives you a milestone to focus on. So instead of chasing this big picture goal that almost seems kind of unachievable, makes you uncomfortable, chase a smaller goal that you can achieve quickly that's a milestone on the way. So for example, let's say your goal is to sign 10 new clients this quarter. Okay, well, that's great. 10 new clients. I mean, you certainly need to know what that means for you and how that'll change things for your business and your life. But don't just go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to get 10 new clients this quarter and then just go and start doing stuff, right? That's a good way to get really disillusioned and demotivated really quickly. Instead of doing that, set yourself a goal for the month. You know, maybe this month, I want to close 3 or 4 of those clients. But then don't stop there. Set yourself a goal for the week. And maybe in the week, the goal isn't to sign a client. Maybe it's just to book phone calls. Because you know that the more phone calls you book with prospects, the more clients you can nurture into a deal. So the more phone calls you book, the more clients you'll sign. And in that way, booking phone calls becomes a sign of progress. So you know that if you book phone calls, you're getting closer and closer to your goal. So maybe you'll go weeks without signing a new client, and that's fine. And if you're solely focused on, I need 10 new clients, and you go 2 or 3 weeks without a single client, you may get disillusioned very, very fast. And then that may hinder your ability to keep taking action. But if your progress metric, if you will, is phone calls, and you know, okay, I'm booking phone calls, and you know, that's a good sign. That means I'm making progress towards the goal, because if I book more phone calls, I'm going to win more clients. Then that'll keep you motivated. That'll give you the quick wins that you need early on to stay committed to the process. So that's my question to you, is think about the goal that you're trying to achieve in your business or in your life, and ask yourself, what can I do to get some quick wins? What can I do to get some early results to show me that I'm making progress? This is not all in vain. I'm not wasting my time. I'm making progress. I'm getting closer and closer and closer, bit by bit, step by step, drip by drip, to help keep you motivated for the long haul. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.